Record button here. Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. Today, I am joined by sports journalist Miss Anne L Liguori. How's it going, Anne?
Good, Michael. So great to talk to you.
And you're also author, and I want to get this right, Life on the Green: Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And you
There it
certainly
is.
have interviewed quite a few legends. But I want to, before we get into the legends part, I just want to ask you, why golf? Why not baseball or basketball
I know because
or
I
any other?
covered all those sports as a sports talk show host on WFAN with a show called Hey Liguori, What's the Story for, gosh, 25 years where I covered all sports. But the publishers, Hatherley Press, really wanted a golf book, Michael. And I've been covering golf for a couple of decades and thought, okay, I've interviewed all these major legends in all sports. I can do a golf book. So I decided to come up with 12 golf legends, six men, six women. And I was able to connect with these Hall of Famers, and voila, we have this book. It's really more about wisdom, life wisdom, than golf, but golfers will love the stories, and people who don't play golf will enjoy it as well.
I definitely played golf when I was younger, and so I used to follow golf. And you certainly picked the biggest names, like I said. Was it hard to get a hold of these big names to be able to get them for your book?
Well, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Ben Crenshaw, Bernard Longer, Padraig Harrington, Gary Player, Annika Sorenstam, Nancy Lopez, to name a few. I've been covering golf for so long, and I've had contact with all of them in the past. Many I've already interviewed for either my TV show, Sports Interview, which aired on cable networks for 17 years, and then my talking golf show on WFAN. So I knew all of them. It was just a matter of trying to coordinate schedules. And as you can imagine, they're hard to pin down. These people are superstars. They're all over the place. They're multi-talented, multi-faceted. So just to get the schedule organized to interview them, and I spent a lot of time with each one, and each of the interviews are specific to this book. So it took a while, but I'm delighted that it worked out. And actually, all 12 of these legends, Michael, thanked me for including them in the book, which I think is
Oh
just
yeah.
incredible.
Absolutely. I tell you, sports athletes to me are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I know you've got to do A-list celebrities as well, but I think sports athletes just really love their fans. And I'm not like discounting the ones or the people that are in Hollywood that don't, but I think overall sports athletes are just some of the most kindest people you'll ever meet, because I've had quite a few on, and so just
And
really
they love
great people.
talking about themselves, right? They really,
They
if it's a
do.
positive, if you're going to keep it positive, and I obviously they're very inspirational. It's sometimes it's hard to book some of the younger sports personalities, but everybody in this book, they were so eager to share their sports stories, their golf stories, their wisdom. And it's really, I asked them if they could share wisdom, what they learned from their incredible golf careers that they use in day-to-day life. And they all love doing it. They all have so much to say. And you learn so much from golf. It's kind of like a metaphor for life, right? And so that was basically the theme of this book. And every single personality came up with a different wisdom. I didn't have to kind of coax them to talk about one subject versus another. There's so much you can learn about golf that applies to day-to-day life, and they all came out with great variety of different things to say.
Will you be writing books about other sports? Just to go back to the why golf one, will you be writing one about baseball and basketball and all that?
I'd like to. That's a great question, Michael. I've interviewed everybody from Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, Wilt Chamberlain, George Foreman, who the world just lost.
Yeah.
I've covered every sport, and I have a collection of over 500 TV interviews with these major legends in a variety of sports: baseball, basketball, hockey, tennis, obviously golf, the NBA, everything. And so I think my next book would be the stories behind those stories, because when I was in my 20s, just beginning my career in sports broadcasting and navigating, this crazy career in sports media, I was able to connect with these legends. They were a lot older and they were so willing to share their stories with me. And these are the shows are living histories of these sports legends. They're, it's just an incredible collection. It's really a treasure chest of an archives.
When Tom gave me you as an interview, I was thinking, okay, this is the female Roy Firestone, pretty much.
Yes, that's interesting. I've been compared to Roy Firestone, a long time ago when he did his show on ESPN. In fact, he actually mentioned me in one of his shows. I interviewed John McEnroe
Oh,
for
yeah.
the cover of Sports Magazine. It's actually Inside Sports Magazine. And this was back in 1984 when John McEnroe was in his prime. And I compared John McEnroe to Mozart as a genius because John had many, genius qualities on the court. He was just so great with not only power but finesse and just had such a great touch. And Roy Firestone liked the comparison, the analogy so much that he actually mentioned my article and my comparing John the McEnroe to Mozart on the air. So I was delighted that he did that.
And Roy, also, I think got started in Florida, where you're based at.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
He's
yeah.
a social media buddy of mine, and I see that he posts from Florida. So I haven't talked to him in a long time, but he's still very opinionated, and I still enjoy,
Absolutely.
watching and
Very,
listening
very
to
opinionated. Yep, absolutely.
it.
But going back to your book here, some of the lessons that these legends gave you, one of them that I like is learn from the best. Stay in the present and maintain humility. That's what has gotten these people, I'm sure, as far as they've gotten them.
Oh yeah. I mean, the messages are just incredible. Stay humble, learn from the best. I think that quote was from Tom Watson. And that guy did learn from the best. He talks very extensively about when he was younger, sitting on the range and watching Byron Nelson, Arnold Palmer, and Jack Nicklaus. And he just stared at them and tried to pick up every nuance he could by watching them hit balls on the driving range. And then he became, as good as Jack Nicklaus and competed against Jack Nicklaus. And they had this incredible rivalry through the years, yet they maintained this incredible friendship, which I thought was very unique in sports. What a great rivalry, but yet they were best of friends and they still are. So that's what his chapter is really all about, Tom Watson. But you have everybody from Gary Player suggesting to pursue your passion no matter how old or young you are. You should always pursue your passion. And Jan Stevenson talks about goal setting your way to the top. She feels as if we all should have, objectives and goal set. You can see my dog is trying to disrupt this interview. Hi, Gus. And I have a golden retriever and he's hovering here. Hello. Padraig Harrington, I thought, Michael, was really interesting. Padraig Harrington's from Ireland. He's a three-time major champion. And he talks about embracing fear and nerves and learning from his mistakes and or learn from your mistakes, basically. And he says that not only is he nervous when he tees off, but he has fear, which I thought was a pretty incredible admission. And he talks about how we all, it's a very normal thing to have, and we should all embrace fear. So I thought that was interesting with Padraig being so brutally honest and opening up about that, that he still has fear with all that success.
And also, one other thing about you, Anne, is that you were the first female person to have a sports call-in show on WFFAN.
Right. Well, WFAN was the first all sports radio station in the country. It started in 1987, and they hired me to host a show. We called it Hey Liguori, What's the Story? And I was the first female host on the first all sports radio station. That show, Michael, aired for 25 years every week. I was on weekly. It was 5 to 6 hours a week. Sometimes, well, most of those years was overnight, which was fun. We got some great callers. We take live callers from all over the New York metropolitan area, up and down the Eastern Seaboard. A lot of listeners still tune in to the fan, and I still have a all these years later, I still have a show. It's called Talking Golf, which airs Sunday mornings. It actually is from April to September, and we resume season eight resumes Sunday, April 6th from Augusta National from the Masters. So I'm looking forward to getting back on the air on FAN to do my golf, my Talking Golf show.
And one other guy you'll see a lot of the time on the golf channel is a gentleman who's been there for a long, long time, Jim Nance. And
Yes.
I know
Well,
he's I know that
actually,
Jim's a friend of yours. Yeah.
Jim Nance is on CBS,
Yeah.
not on the Golf Channel, not on
Or
Golf Channel and
CBS, I mean,
NBC. Yeah,
yeah,
you know
CBS.
Jim's on CBS, but I was so delighted that Jim wrote the foreword to my book, and I'm just unbelievable. I'm just so thankful that he read the foreword was like 2, 3, 4 pages. And just again, as you talked about these sports personalities, whether they're in, they're broadcasting legends like Jim Nance or the golf legends in the book, they're just such wonderful people and just so very gracious.
Now, I have to ask you about some of the other people that you've gotten to interview, Ann, and because I'm a huge baseball fan, and Hank Aaron was my idol growing up, and
Ah.
he seemed like a very humble being to be around. I got to see him once in Kansas City here when he came, and just one of the greatest guys ever, it seemed.
I loved Hank Aaron. Boy, he overcame so much in his baseball career, and he talked about that in the sports interview cable show. As far as racism and he was always so gracious and never let those challenges, get him down or set him back. But I just remember he always had just the nicest smile and just such a warm personality and. He was just a lovely, lovely guy. Just always
Absolutely.
enjoyed that interview and catching up with him.
And one other person that you mentioned that I just loved was Mickey Mantle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mickey was unbelievable. He was such a great storyteller. In fact, he was the very first sports interview show I ever did. It was in October of 1989 at Mickey Mantle's restaurant. And, it was 4 o'clock. The people who managed Mickey wanted me to actually sit down with them before happy hour. And he was such a great storyteller. He talked about his friendship with Roger Maris and how he would go and visit Roger every time Roger was, well, Roger was hospitalized. And he talked about going to visit Roger every day in the hospital when toward the end there when Roger was sick. And he also talked about the fact that his father had died of Hodgkin's disease and his son had Hodgkin's disease. And Mickey used to always say he didn't think he'd live that long, so he drank a lot. And he later said that was not the thing to do. So he was a great interview. He was very very sentimental. He teared up when he talked about Roger Maris and those memories. And I just it was my very first sports interview show. And 500 interviews later, I was so pr I'm very proud of that treasure chest of archives.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just wanted to include one more lesson from your book that I really do that resonates with me is money cannot buy character nor one's legacy.
Right. Gosh, now I'm trying to, you're like, who said that, right? There is money can't buy character nor one's legacy. That has to be, I think it was Jack Nicklaus. There's so much material in this book. I'm trying to remember, some of these quotes, but Jack Nicklaus was all about integrity and sportsmanship and putting family first. And you cannot, you can't, oh, wait a second. Maybe Rory McIlroy said that. Rory McIlroy said that,
Hi.
I think. I asked him that. Actually, the last chapter in the book is all about personalities that I talked to who I did not devote a whole chapter to. And Rory McIlroy was at the US Open. I remember it was at Brookline. And I asked him, what does legacy mean to you? Because this was the time when, it was LIV Golf versus the PGA Tour, and the LIV Golf people were paying some of the top talent on the PGA Tour to bolt, to leave the PGA Tour and to play for LIV Golf. And Rory did not go. Rory stayed with the PGA Tour and has stayed with the PGA Tour. And I asked Rory at that US Open, what does legacy mean to you? And he had a great answer. And he said, money does not buy your reputation. Money does not buy legacy. So I'm glad you brought that quote up, because I included some quotes at the end of the book from Tiger and Phil Mickelson and various other golf personalities that I thought were really worth writing about. And I love that quote from Rory as well.
Absolutely. That's just a great quote. Yeah, money only goes so far, and we think that people have such great lives with all this money, and some of them don't. But anyways, so I do want to give one more plug to your book, Ian. It's called Life on the Green, Lessons That We Can Learn. Oh, excuse me, let me get this right. Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf.
That's right.
And
You can
it's
order it on Amazon. You can go into Barnes and Noble. It's just I think everybody will enjoy it, whether you're a golfer or not. And certainly the stories from these 12 legends will inspire and uplift you.
Absolutely. Well, Anne, thank you so much for doing my show. It's been a pleasure to get to meet you.
Michael, thanks so much. We'll have to do it again. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.